OTRFM, part of the Ion Radio Network.
At stateofcorruption.org, independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Gill has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the mortgage specialists, stateofcorruption.org.
Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy.
Start saving today at ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. That's ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. As a leader in the mortgage industry, the mortgage specialists proudly offer some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from the mortgage specialists, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the mortgage specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the mortgage specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
Welcome, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire, July 14th, 2016, a little bit after 11 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. And this is it tonight, the end of an era. It's our final show on OTR FM, the premium channel on the OM Times Radio Network. So, of course, the show will continue as usual, as it does five nights a week at 11 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 2. So for those of you who do listen on OTR FM, I do hope you'll follow us to IPM Nation 2. We've been doing the show on there for Monday through Friday for quite some time now. And, of course, Tuesdays and Thursday nights, we've also been on OTR FM at the same time. But this is it. So if you do listen to us on OTR, please make sure you tune in on IPM Nation 2. And officially after tonight, because this is our last night on OTR. And I just want to say again, you know, thank you to the good people at OM Times Media for giving us this opportunity. And, you know, of course, you know, like I said before, no dirt or anything to report here. It's a completely amicable split. OM Times is moving, you know, making some changes, moving in a little bit of a different direction in terms of how they run their business. And as far as the show goes, you know, we kind of want to be able to really focus more on continuing to build IPM Nation and, you know, having Matt Connerton Unleashed be one of the anchors of that. So, you know, it's just kind of it's an amicable split. It's a mutual split. And, you know, I wish them continued success. And, you know, Chris Buck did tell me in an email that he would continue to tune in when he can to the show. So I hope he means that. I think he does. He did indicate he's a fan of the show. So so thank you. Thank you to everybody at OM Times for this opportunity. And, you know, everybody will move forward and so forth. So this is it, our last show on OTR. We are, of course, as we do always, broadcast from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio. We are powered by Ambit Energy. If you want to learn how to save on your energy bills, you can go to ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. You could be on your way to free energy. Of course, we are also sponsored proudly by the Mortgage Specialists. If you, if you're in the market for a home, make sure you check out themortgagespecialists.com and talk to those good people there. They can help you with that process. We do have a phone line open for you, 617-917-4IPM, or if you prefer, 617-917-4476. We also have a brand new line that you can text us at, 978-707-5810, 978-707-5810. You can text us, well, anytime really at that number, but if you want it read during the show, you're probably better to do it while we're on live. Let's see. Of course, we have the chat room at ipmnation.com/live2. You can post on Facebook anytime on the Matt Connerton Unleashed Facebook page. And, of course, you can tweet me anytime at Matt Connerton. We'll jump around a little bit tonight. Got several things to get to that I think are interesting. We're probably not, I mean, obviously I have to acknowledge it because it was the big story today, you know, so, you know, the elephant in the room, the big attack in France again, this time, by use of a truck, I think, 80 people dead from that attack, from what I saw. And you know, I wanted to acknowledge it. But I don't really want to talk about it. It's just, you know, I don't like spending a lot of time on that stuff. You know, we all know it's a problem. Continues to be a problem, these terrorist attacks. But it's not anything I want to dwell on or spend a lot of time on the show. I mean, it's not like it's not like I have some great solution. You know, other than of course what I think is obvious is that, you know, there is a blowback effect to our presence and activities in the Middle East, and we should have found an exit door for a lot of that a long time ago. But obviously, that's just never going to happen. And you know, I mean, we could elect a president like Rand Paul, for example, who actually understands the problem and maybe would try to get us out of there. But I don't think that'll ever happen. The general public is too brainwashed into believing that, you know, if you pull back at all, if you retract at all, then you're surrendering to the enemy, and, you know, can't ever do that. You know, this jingoism and nationalism has been really kind of beaten into us, and it's kind of a permanent part, I'm afraid, of the national psyche and consciousness in a way that makes it impossible to do the smart thing. You know, we'll just continue to be there, and we'll just continue to cause, continue to make trouble for ourselves. So, why? I don't want to really spend any time on it tonight, other than what I already have. Besides, there are more exciting things going on. Donald Trump has apparently, according to all reports, selected a running mate, though he has not made any announcement, and actually was supposed to make an announcement tomorrow morning. There was a press conference scheduled for tomorrow morning to announce Indiana Governor Mike Pence will be his pick for VP, but that has been postponed, apparently due to the attack in France. So Trump actually making an attempt, I guess, at appearing statesmanlike by actually putting off an event in the wake of a terrible tragedy. That seems unlike him. I would have thought he'd gone ahead with the event, you know, Trump being Trump, and then, you know, spent time at the podium bragging about how he knows what to do and how to stop it, and, you know, congratulating himself yet again for being right about the threat of Islamic terrorism, like he did after the Orlando shooting. But no, apparently he's postponed it. But I mean, it almost seems pointless anyway. I mean, we all know you know, they try to, They really try to do their best to keep it a surprise, but the Trump campaign is so incompetent in so many ways, you know, what there is of it, that, you know, this leaked out and everybody knows. So there's really no suspense here. It's Indiana Governor Mike Pence. That seems to be his pick. I mean, unless it's a big swerve and actually it's not him. But it sounds like it's him. The last big, big surprise I seem to recall is 2008 when McCain picked Sarah Palin, the half governor of Alaska, who no one saw that coming. No one really knew much about Sarah Palin, in fact, when McCain announced that pick in 08. And apparently the McCain campaign didn't even know anything about Sarah Palin. They just said, oh, they have a black guy. Well, we'll have a woman. And yeah, that didn't work out so great. It's so strange. You know, she actually, I remember initially there was a lot of enthusiasm about her, and she actually managed to give a good speech at the Republican National Convention that year. And people were pretty enthusiastic about Sarah Palin until, of course, the first time people interacted with her when she was not reading prepared text from a teleprompter. And then it was like, oh, shit, there is nothing going on in this woman's head. But she made a great first impression, and then it was just all downhill from there. Mike Pence, certainly kind of a safe pick, I guess, but not particularly exciting. He did have some controversy within the last year with, you know, these states try to pass these so-called religious freedom bills because some people believe Christianity is under attack because if you as soon as you treat gay people like they deserve the same rights as everyone else, Christianity is under attack. But yeah, Mike Pence, he's in one of those states that tried to do that. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
IPMNation.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live. 617-917-4476. If you would like to call. If you would like to text. Let's see, I don't have this memorized yet. 978-707-5810. 978-707-5810. That is our brand new text line. And, of course, we have the chat room at IPMNation.com/live2. And I made reference to Trump and what there is for a campaign. Heading into the convention, there isn't much of a campaign. In fact, I shared this out on the Unleashed page. This is actually from yesterday. But from HuffPost, Donald Trump heads into the convention with barely any campaign at all. Many of the numbers listed for his state offices don't even work. Look, you know, if you're a regular listener, you know my theory. He's not trying to win. He doesn't care. He's making no effort because he doesn't really care about being president. And this whole thing got away from him. He didn't mean to be this successful. I don't think he meant to be the nominee. I really believe this. And one of the pieces of evidence that I've presented is his lack of running any kind of a general election campaign, his inability to pivot toward a general election strategy. And, you know, he keeps campaigning in states that are not swing states. You know, I talked a couple weeks ago on the show about his recent campaign rallies in Texas and how a Republican strategist in Texas was kind of scratching his head going, you know, it's great that he wants to spend time here since he's the nominee, but why is he wasting his effort and resources on Texas? It's a red state. He's going to carry Texas regardless. You know, there's only, I think, 10 states that actually matter in the general election. There's only 10 states that are considered swing states. The rest of them are either solid red or solid blue. And, you know, your vote for president doesn't count in those states. You know, I mean, New Hampshire at one time was I think, considered a swing state. But I think last few elections, we seem to be pretty solidly blue. So my vote for president on election day will not matter. I understand that. I'm going to vote anyway. I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. But, I mean, my vote doesn't actually count for anything. It is a myth that every vote counts because of the Electoral College system and other features of our electoral process. No, every vote doesn't count, unfortunately. It's a nice idea. It's a fantasy. I mean, look, if you're a Bernie Sanders voter, you know better than anybody. You know, if you voted for Bernie Sanders in the New Hampshire primary, for example, you saw your candidate crush Hillary Clinton and then walk out of here with the same number of delegates. So, no, every vote doesn't count. Let's see. Let's read this, though, because this, again, just more evidence for my theory. As he heads for the Republican convention in Cleveland next week. Oh, wow, that's next week. I cannot wait. This is going to be the most fascinating Republican convention ever. And historically, there's been some pretty damn interesting ones. Donald Trump's campaign infrastructure remains severely underdeveloped. In some places, it appears to be non-existent. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee has been public about his belief that he can navigate his way to electoral victory on thin budgets and limited physical presence. But the degree to which his campaign is bare bones may not be fully appreciated. The Huffington Post attempted to call the contact phone numbers for the Trump campaign in all 50 states. A few of the state operations had no websites or no numbers listed. Many of the other numbers didn't work. When we left voicemails, we did not get callbacks. On only six occasions, this is stunning, on only six occasions did someone actually answer the phone. And in several of those instances, the person who picked up explained that a physical office would be opened up only after the convention. Quote, "I'm sure the headquarters will open soon," unquote, said the individual who answered Trump's Georgia number. And his Michigan staffer said, quote, "We don't have them open yet. We are getting them ready," unquote. An official in South Carolina said that the Trump campaign pulled out of the state after the primary, but that they were expecting to reopen following the convention. Isn't that a swing state? Individuals in New Hampshire and Washington's definitely a swing state, said they did have at least one office in the state. In the latter, there was just one, with a Seattle office coming soon. An official in Fayetteville, North Carolina, said that the campaign had closed down their headquarters after the primary, but that an office was open in the Charlotte area. The paucity of live voices on the other end of the phone line doesn't mean that Trump has functioning operations in just those few states. In Ohio, a news report noted that Trump has a physical office. In Ohio, definitely crucial. You can't win without Ohio. In California, it has been reported that one is coming shortly. In Florida, there is a Trump office as well, though it will apparently close during the convention. Again, Florida, absolutely critical. In Virginia, there may not be an office, but there are active volunteers, as is the case in other states like Wisconsin. But if you're a Trump supporter wanting to find a place to work phone banks, pick up some yard signs, or otherwise volunteer for help, the process isn't easy. The campaign has a distinct website for nearly every state except, for some reason, Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming. They're largely similar. Information on where to vote in a now-passed primary or caucus, a get-out-the-vote video featuring Ivanka Trump, a form to sign up to volunteer, and a number to call for help. But in many states, the phone numbers don't function at all, raising the question of why they're listed in the first place. The phone numbers listed for Alabama, Arizona, California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Virginia all had a recording identifying itself as the Trump campaign headquarters. But many of them went straight to voicemail. The Nevada and Florida numbers didn't have an outgoing message other than to inform callers that the mailbox was full. 14 of the state website list numbers for the Trump headquarters in New York City, 15 if you count the New York State website, rather than for campaign offices within the state. There are no numbers listed on the websites for Massachusetts or Texas. Then there are the states where you get an error message if you dial in. Arkansas and Oklahoma share a phone number, but it's not in service. There's an application error for Delaware, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, Ohio, Oregon, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. An automated voice informs callers to the Connecticut and Pennsylvania offices that the customer they are attempting to reach has not set up a voicemail and suggests they try again later. The Trump campaign headquarters did not return a request for comment. In the past, the campaign has downplayed the need for brick-and-mortar operation, arguing that the large rallies and free media could supplement a lack of on-the-ground effort. During the primary, Trump did routinely set up offices in states with upcoming elections, but many of them closed once the vote was over. The Republican National Committee is trying to help Trump catch up on this front. While officials there likewise did not return a request for comment, top GOP aides have expressed confidence in earlier conversations that they can run a competitive ground game in the fall. Still, they start from a serious deficit. On Monday, the AP reported that the RNC was lagging in terms of staffing in critical battleground states. While they were hoping for 220 paid staff in Ohio, for example, they had around 50 in May. The Clinton campaign, for its part, doesn't make life easy for those who want to find a physical campaign office nearby. The state websites don't include addresses or phone numbers, just forms that people can fill out to contact individuals in specific states. But the Clinton presence is certainly more noticeable than Trump's. According to a Clinton aide, the campaign currently has more than 100 offices in 14 states. All told, it had staff in 45 states. Local press reports identify 11 of the states where Clinton has opened campaign headquarters. Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. That looks like a list of swing states. You know, states where you need to have a presence to win the election. One might glean from this information that the Clinton campaign is actually trying. Maybe because Hillary Clinton actually wants to be president. I say it all the time. I have good friends who are Trump supporters, so I take no joy in saying this. Well, maybe a little bit. But all of you Trump supporters, you have been duped and you continue to be duped. This guy that you believe in, or for some of you, this guy that you've contorted yourself into a pretzel to try to force yourself to somehow arrive at the conclusion that you believe in him. And while you try to convince yourself and others around you that you believe in him, he's duped you. He doesn't care about being president. I think he's having fun. I think he enjoys being in front of the big crowds. It feeds his ego. He gets an adrenaline rush from that. He's got books to sell. You know, he wants to sell more copies of The Art of the Deal, and I'm sure he's been selling a lot more while he's been running for president. And he likes to perform. It's a performance. This guy doesn't really want to be president. And by the way, and here's the thing. even if he does want to be president, let's suppose for a minute that he really does sincerely want to be president. Well, in that case, he's clearly not fit to be president. How do you expect him to manage his job as president? How do you expect him to run the country when he can't even run a campaign and get the basics down? You know, the basics, like having a campaign office open in nearly every state, like having a ground game operational in swing states. Because that's what you need to win the election, you know, and not spending time doing rallies in Texas, a state that he's already guaranteed to win, and not wasting time doing rallies in states like New York, a state that we already know Hillary is going to win. You know, I mean, I don't know how y'all don't see this, but I know a lot of you don't see it. A lot of you are determined to believe in Trump, or you just hate Hillary so much that Trump is all you've got, and maybe you're not wild about him, and maybe you haven't gone through the mental gymnastics necessary to convince yourself that he's the guy for the job, but at least he's not Hillary. But whatever, you've all been taken for a ride. There's no way this guy is trying to win this election. There's no way. I mean, some of these states, you call his campaign office and you don't even get a voicemail. You get something that says this customer has not yet set up the voicemail. Are you kidding me? This is not the effort of a man who wants to be president. And if he really does want to be president and this is the job his campaign staff is doing, then he needs to fire everybody, just like on The Apprentice. More Unleashed coming up. We're only halfway done. Stay with me.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. I'm your host, Matt Connerton. That's actually how I got the gig. I read there was a show. they were holding auditions for a show called Matt Connerton Unleashed, and I decided to try out since, you know, that's my name. I figured I was a shoe-in. Turned out I was right. So let's see. You know, we've been talking about the Trump campaign, and, you know, not only, you know, recently we talked about how he's been very short in terms of raising money for the campaign and fundraising. Hillary Clinton has way, way, way more money in campaign funds. And then, of course, he doesn't seem to be making any effort. And then I saw this on Politico. GOP Cleveland organizers beg Sheldon Adelson for $6 million. The GOP admits 24 companies have pulled out because of Trump. Yeah, they've lost a lot of sponsorship money because of Trump. Sheldon Adelson, of course, a name that we've heard a lot during the last couple of election cycles. He's the Las Vegas billionaire who, you know, he owns a lot of casinos and whatnot. I know he gave a lot of money to Mitt Romney last time around and to John McCain in 2008. He hasn't really shown, at least publicly, not a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. I don't know why I pronounced it that way, enthusiasm. It's actually enthusiasm, not enthusiasm. I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. But according to this, millions of dollars short and running out of time, organizers of the Republican National Convention have written an urgent request for $6 million to Las Vegas billionaire couple Sheldon and Miriam Adelson, to cover the bills for next week's festivities. In a letter to the Adelsons, obtained by Politico, the Cleveland 2016 Host Committee revealed the names of more than 24 prominent corporations and individuals who have reneged on a collective $8.1 million in pledged donations. Let me stop right there for a moment. This is the man. Donald Trump is this great businessman, right? Oh, and that's how he's, by the way, going to make the economy great. He's going to make America great again by making the economy great again, because he's such a great businessman. Because you've got all these idiots who walk around going, oh, obviously, if he's a successful businessman, he understands the economy, which obviously is bullshit. You can be extremely successful in business. It doesn't mean you understand economics. Let me ask you this. If you personally know someone who is an economist, is the particular economist that you know, are they also a billionaire? You would think they would be, right? Because obviously, if they understand economics, they must be very rich. I've known a few economists. I've never known any that are actually rich, because just because you understand economics, and by the way, you may ascribe to a particular economic theory, because economics is not an exact science. There are many different economic theories. And just because you understand a particular economic theory that you ascribe to does not mean you are a successful business person, because most economics are not rich. Most economists, rather, are not rich. And most rich people are not economists. They are successful business people, but they are not economists. It is not the same thing. And I go off on that little sidetrack there because it's interesting to me that Donald Trump is held up as this hugely successful businessman, and that's what makes him so great. But this hugely successful businessman, who, by the way, was born rich, has managed to drive away $8.1 million. They are the Republican National Committee is having to beg Sheldon Adelson to bail them out because their very successful at business nominee, Donald Trump, has somehow managed to drive away $8 million. $8 million gone. The letter represents the most public acknowledgement to date that Donald Trump has directly cost convention organizers millions of fundraising dollars, about $8 million to be specific. The letter says, quote, over the past couple months, negative publicity around our presidential nominee resulted in a considerable number of pledges backing out from their commitments. Unquote. By the way, can you imagine being the individual who's writing this letter, or maybe it was several people together, drafting this letter, sitting there going, my God, I can't believe we're actually having to send some rich guy a letter begging him to bail us out because our nominee has had so much negative publicity that he's driven all the money away from the convention. Who could have ever imagined that? How painful must it be to write that letter? Our nominee has driven everyone away. Could you please help us? We don't need, he's only cost us $8 million, but we're only asking you for six, Mr. Adelson. Could you maybe just help us out? I mean, he means well. He just, you know, just you know, a little negative publicity. That's all. It, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Come on, just give us $6 million. We got to at least look like we're trying here, right? It goes on to list the companies and wealthy individuals who have withdrawn their financial commitments. Among those who have canceled their donations, according to the letter, oh boy, David Koch. Well, it sure sucks to lose that guy's support. David Koch has withdrawn $1 million. FedEx, $500,000 in sponsorship money. Visa, $100,000. Pepsi, $500,000. And Coca-Cola, $1 million. Those are just some examples. The letter says the RNC has raised $58 million, putting the party $6 million below the $64 million that was promised to bring the convention to Cleveland. They ask the Adelsons to single-handedly close the RNC's shortfall. Quote, we would greatly appreciate if you would consider a $6 million contribution to the Cleveland 2016 host committee to help us cross the finish line, unquote, states the letter, which was dated July 12. The convention begins July 18. Quote, your support will allow our community to meet its obligation to the RNC and will ensure our Republican nominee has the best possible platform to lay out his conservative case for our nation. Thank you for your consideration, and please let us know if you need any additional information, unquote. I would certainly be looking for some additional information if I was Sheldon Adelson. I would be wondering, why are you asking me for $6 billion? You've got this nominee who's this great businessman. Can't he figure out a way to make six million? Can't he figure out a way to pony up $6 million? He wants to be president, right? Let's see. The letter is co-signed by David Gilbert, CEO of the Cleveland 2016 Host Committee, Christopher Connor, Executive Chairman of the Sherwin-Williams Company, Alexander Cutler, Chairman and CEO of the Eaton, Christopher Kelly, a partner at Jones Day, and Beth Mooney, Chairman and CEO of KeyCorp. Sheldon Adelson, who has an estimated net worth of $25 billion, is one of the few Republican mega donors to come out strongly in support of Trump. Oh, I didn't realize that. I guess he has come out in support of him. That's probably how they had the balls to ask him for the money. It has been reported that Adelson could spend more than $100 million to back the presumptive GOP nominee, matching his financial investment in Mitt Romney's campaign 4 years ago. Oh, so there's hope. Dating back to January, convention organizers, the Republican National Committee, and its chief strategist, Sean Spicer, have denied that Trump would cost convention organizers money. Oops. There have been previous reports of individual companies that have chosen not to participate in this year's convention, but this is the most comprehensive listing of corporations that have pulled back on previous commitments. Other corporations listed in the letter as having withdrawn earlier commitments include Apple, $250,000, as previously reported by Politico, as well as BP, $50,000, and United Health, $500,000. Spokespersons for the convention host committee and Adelson did not immediately respond to requests for comment. if I were Sheldon Adelson, I'd be going, you know, this is a little bit outside of a normal request. You're going to have to really kind of pony up something really, really good for me to give you that much money. And I don't know what that would be, but maybe he does a wife swap with Trump or something. I don't know. Maybe Sheldon doesn't mind parting with the money. Sheldon Adelson's really old. You know, if you've ever seen him, I mean, he's got to be, I think he's in his 90s. So, you know, maybe he doesn't care, you know, might as well just, you know, what's, I mean, he's got billions of dollars anyway. He's got more money than Trump. I believe he's legit got more money than Trump. But I think we all kind of know the dirty little secret about Trump is he may be a billionaire, but he doesn't have as much money as he likes to present. But, you know, this is pretty striking. And you would think they would have made more of an effort to keep that private. You know, that's not something the Republicans want out there in the media. People like us talking about this very desperate. I mean, they just look so desperate. And, you know, you don't want to look desperate. You want to look like you want to look confident going into the convention. You don't want to look like everything's falling apart. We got to take one more break. Wow. This will be our final ever commercial break. Here on OTR-FM. It's our final time on OTR-FM. But, of course, again, I'll remind you, you can hear the show 5 nights a week on IPM Nation 2, and that will not change. But we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. More Unleashed coming up. One more segment to go. Stay with us. We are live.
Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our 9th season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on ohmtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed as we cruise into our final segment tonight. If you're joining us late, I do want to remind everybody this is our final show on OTR-FM. And I do want to thank them once again for giving me the honor and privilege to be carried on their network. We are going separate ways, but you know, like I said before, it's amicable and we part as friends. But we are going in a couple different directions business wise, and nothing wrong with that. So thank you all, those of you who listen on OTRFM, I appreciate it, and I do hope you'll follow me to IPM Nation, ipmnation.com/live2, as we will continue to do the show there Monday through Friday, 5 nights a week, live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, of course, we also have the television edition of Unleashed, which you can watch on IPM Nation Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is also live. This week's television edition was pretty lively. We had on Slicko, host of Slicko's World, Sunday nights at IPM Nation on IPM Nation 2, joined me in studio for the first time on the television edition of the show. So that is up right now on YouTube. You can check that out. Let's see. There was, oh, yes. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, if you are listening on OTRFM during the break, you heard a promo for The Joe Show, hosted by Joe Crawford, you know, talking about the show continuing on Ohm Times Radio. That is actually incorrect. The Joe Show is coming to IPM Nation. In fact, beginning Wednesday of next week, you'll be able to hear the best of season 9 of The Joe Show Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 1 at ipmnation.com/live1. So that will be immediately following the evening replay of All Natural Being, hosted by Brian Brody, which is currently the number one show on ipmnation.com. So Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., right after Brian, will be Joe Crawford with The Joe Show. Again, it's the best of season 9, beginning next week on Wednesday nights. And then in October, The Joe Show will begin season 10 on IPM Nation and will be 4 nights a week at 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for a 2-hour show on Sunday nights. And this will be on IPM Nation 1. So that's very exciting. We're really, really happy about having Joe Crawford officially on IPM Nation. And that begins next week. So, and welcome, Joe, if you're listening. Oh, that reminds me, too. Joe will be on with me Monday night. He'll be joining me via Skype right here on Matt Connerton Unleashed on our Monday night show. And, of course, on you'll hear that right here on IPM Nation 2, Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. So at that point, we'll be able to talk more about him coming over to IPM Nation, and he can tell us how excited he is about it. I assume he's very, very excited. He says he is. I believe him. I would be if I were him. Anyway. All right. One more thing before we got to wrap up. So, you know, been talking about the convention. This is certainly going to be a very, very interesting Republican convention. This is from Politico. It says here, Republican unity negotiations break down. The RNC spent most of the day behind closed doors with anti-Trump insurgents. It yielded nothing. This went up this afternoon. Says here, again, this is from Cleveland, where the convention is going to be. Secret negotiations, between the Republican National Committee and conservative leaders seeking to overhaul the party's presidential nominating process broke down Thursday afternoon, with each side blaming the other for walking away from talks. Ken Cuccinelli, a conservative leader who played a prominent role in the discussions, said the two sides came extremely close to hammering out a broad agreement that would have reformed the party primary process and avoided fractious debates on divisive rules proposals that had been offered by conservative delegates. Cuccinelli said he had secured agreements to change the terms of RNC members so they don't end up in the middle of presidential election years, and to adjust the GOP superdelegates, the convention delegates who are free to vote for any candidate of their choice. He added that he never broached the most explosive subject, a proposal to free delegates bound to support Donald Trump's nomination, because the RNC made clear that squashing the effort was their number one priority. But the talks fell apart over a proposal to incentivize states to close their Republican primaries to Democratic and independent voters. The proposal would have given bonus convention delegates to states that make the switch, but they couldn't agree on the precise number of delegates to award, Cuccinelli said. He added that it was the RNC that walked away from the talks. But shortly after he spoke to reporters, the RNC's spokesman disputed Cuccinelli's characterization. The spokesman said RNC leaders were arguing for a delicately crafted package of rules and simply could not budge any further. Two RNC sources suggested the RNC rejected Cuccinelli's final offer. One, a committeeman who requested anonymity, predicted the breakdown of talks would lead to war in the remaining rules fights. The failure of the closed-door talks, which lasted at least 8 hours, drove conservative delegates to push forward multiple proposals that the RNC had hoped would never see the light of day, including a controversial proposal to ban paid lobbyists from acting as RNC members and a slew of proposals intended to weaken the power of the Republican National Committee chairman. But time and again, RNC and Trump delegates combined to kill efforts to weaken the RNC chairman's power. RNC members on the panel joined forces with allies of Donald Trump to crush all attempts to weaken the RNC leadership. Opponents of the RNC repeatedly failed to muster more than 24 votes, a crucial threshold because opponents of Trump's nomination need the support of 28 Rules Committee members to push their fight to the full convention next week. Quote, "We rise and fall on our chairman," unquote, said Ross Little, a Louisiana delegate who is also an RNC chairman, committeeman from Louisiana. The fight grew intense over a proposal to strip the RNC of authority to change the party's rules between national conventions, a proposal that Virginia delegate Morton Blackwell called, quote, "the worst rule change ever inserted into our party's rules," unquote. Blackwell argued that giving the RNC rulemaking power guts the authority of grassroots Republicans by concentrating too much power in the RNC chairman. That's because, he said, RNC committee members rarely vote against the chairman, who has the power to appoint them to lead powerful committees. But allies of RNC chairman Reince Priebus argued that the measure would prevent the RNC from being nimble in planning for future presidential elections. Quote, "This is a safety valve for the people. This is a safety valve for the RNC," unquote, said Nathan Pakai, a Hawaii delegate. The bulk of the important delegates Thursday occurred behind closed doors between Cuccinelli, RNC leaders, and other prominent members of the Convention Rules Committee, including Utah Senator Mike Lee and Colorado's Kendall Unruh, leader of the effort to stop Trump from claiming the GOP nomination. Well, this will be absolutely fascinating to see this convention unfold, no matter what happens in terms of, you know, machinations leading up to it. There's also something, I'm not going to get to it here, but, you know, the Democratic convention is later in the season, but that's going to have a lot of that's going to be interesting too. Obviously, that's not going to be nearly as contentious. The Democrats, you know, have a pretty polarizing nominee though themselves in Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, you know, if you look at polling data, her own party doesn't like her in that they don't trust her. Overwhelmingly, the very people who are going to vote for her on election day don't trust her. Her negatives are extremely high. And what will be interesting to see going into the Democratic convention is how much backlash is there from Bernie delegates, Bernie supporters. A lot of Bernie Sanders supporters, like I said, they feel ripped off. They voted for Bernie, but because of how the superdelegates are used, they were disenfranchised. It's like their votes didn't count. There is an article here. This is up on HuffPost. Here's why establishment Democrats just repeatedly broadcast that party unity is falling apart. They're having their own problems. There isn't as much focus on the Democrats' problems because we're coming up on the Republican convention. The drama for the Democrats will be later in the summer. But there is this article up. I'll just read the beginning of it. The first email showed up around 1:30 on Tuesday, promising readers a free anti-Trump sticker to celebrate Bernie Sanders' endorsement of Hillary Clinton. 3 hours later, the same account at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee sent another email, more explicitly attempting to fundraise off of the endorsement. The email reads, quote, "He pledged to do everything he can to turn the House blue, and he asked for your help. Will you answer Bernie's call and pitch in $1 to defeat Republicans," unquote. For those feeling more generous, a few buttons allowed prospective donors to give up to $200. 3.5 hours later, the DCC tried again, and then again, and again, and again. By Wednesday evening, the official fundraising arm of House Democrats had sent its supporters 7 emails asking for money in light of the Sanders endorsement. But by midnight, the group's tone had changed from celebration to despair. We're going to run out of time, so I can't read the whole article, but it is up at HuffPost. But I can sum it up for you this way. They're desperately trying. The Democratic establishment, now that not only is Hillary the presumptive nominee, but Bernie has finally endorsed her, they are desperately trying to convert that very enthusiastic Bernie support into, at the very least, you know, at least tepid Hillary Clinton support, but support nonetheless. And it's not working. And that could make things very interesting leading up to the Democratic convention. These Bernie supporters are not happy. And just because Bernie went ahead and endorsed Hillary doesn't mean that the people who voted for him are just going to jump on the bandwagon. Some people even think that some of them will go and vote for Trump just to vote against Hillary. Personally, I'm very skeptical about that. I don't think most Bernie supporters will do that. I don't think they could stomach to vote for Trump. But they're not wild about Hillary. Some of them probably will actually vote for Jill Stein, who I believe is the nominee of the Green Party. She's polling at 4%. That could be a factor. We are out of time. OTR FM listeners, thank you. Follow us to IPM Nation.